where you would find those resources?
Well, some of them would be brought in, or bought in rather, from the school. A lot of the stuff we make ourselves.
Okay.
Because you have to. That's the unfortunate thing. There just isn't the budget or the I suppose the budget really for a lot of resources. So you'll know that you'll hear this the world over. Teachers are forever spending their own money and things. Yeah. Edinburgh, for it's funny because we're play based, but contradictory to that, Edinburgh City Council. Because I've worked at Glasgow City Council, South Lanarkshire, West Lothian, and Edinburgh City Council are the most sort of rigid, I would say, in terms of teacher autonomy. They don't really give you teacher autonomy. Well, they want play-based, they're very strict, so our maths and numeracy are taught through a maths programme called SEAL, which was actually a maths recovery course designed in New Zealand, and it's actually designed to highlight, it's made more for one-to-one teaching, to highlight gaps in children's numeracy and then say, oh, well, they can't advance because they didn't do this back whenever. But Edinburgh Council have adapted it as a whole class teaching resource from primary one to four. So we have no choice but to use that in the teaching of numeracy. It's not really maths, it's in teaching of numeracy and sort of, arithmetic, you know, quickfire arithmetic. So we use that as, but it exists in book form, and the other stuff you have to supply like counters and things the school would buy, and we've luckily got someone who's just made up at what we've called a seal box, one of the staff members who's worked tirelessly and made up boxes for every class from primary one to four, which should have resources, but that's all been made out, it's not. Which isn't the best. So there's all these actions that go with the phonics. So again, I'd rely on things like YouTube as an invaluable source as a teacher for just quick snippets, quick fire activities. There's an annoying American guy called Jack Hartman who's posted countless videos, and it tends to be, he does do phonics, but it's quite different, you know, the American phonics system, but he does do lots of maths, subitizing things. So Jack Hartman is one I use. There's other resources. Doorway, it's called Doorway Online, which is a literacy-based resource and offers things like word building and that type of thing. And a really good numeracy-based resource, again, which offers lots of interactive whiteboard games, would be Top Marks. And it's really quite handy as well. I think it's sort of a hub.
Emails and such.
Yeah.
But from an actual teaching viewpoint, you sort of have your own set of resources that you use that don't necessarily come through Glow.
I've been teaching, say, 11 years, and I've never really, I know some councils use it like all the time, but I think it's probably A, a lack of training, and B, it's a minefield to navigate, I feel. Okay. I think there's so much on Glow that unless your council is invested in training for it, I mean, no one in this school uses it really, but I know a lot of councils do Glow meets and all these types of things, but certainly in Edinburgh they don't seem to use it, and when I worked in West Lothian it's the same, and when I worked in South Lanarkshire it's the same, and you know, so my experience of it, and I think you should go and have a look at the sort of standard for leadership stuff and look at the courses via that. So I did look at it then. Aware of it. I've not accessed it since.
Yeah. Is that nothing you never thought to look back at that since then?
Not really, because again, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, there's so much. It's just finding the time to do these things, you know, and engaged in so much other things. So many other things within school, it's hard. It's just finding time. I know one of the EIS strategies is looking at workload. So if I think they need to tackle the workload sort of, and then free up teachers. I think teachers are unfortunately stuck in their own bubble, you know, just trying to get through day by day.
Okay. Have you heard of the National Improvement Hub?
Yes. They still have the half-day Friday system. So we tend to do our professional learning, our in-house professional learning on a Friday afternoon. Yeah. I know other authorities do twilight. But I think it'd be ideal if representatives from Education Scotland went out to schools and took them through a 30-minute, 40-minute presentation of all the sources that they have. And they may do that in other authorities, but I've certainly never had someone out to show us how to navigate through the site and what's there. It's more what's there.
Really. So, I mean, have you ever actually met anybody from Education Scotland?